So last year we heard the story about Shaun the Sheep, a rogue animal in Tasmania, who'd lived in the wild for so long that his fleece, when removed, weighed a whopping 23.5 kilos. I can't even fathom how much that is. My God. Today in Canberra, another stray sheep with a massive fleece was rescued by the RSPCA and the ACT. They put out a call on social media this afternoon for a shearer to help them deal with the situation. They needed a very good shearer. If you look at a picture of this sheep, you will see just why they needed the best shearer in the country. Tammy Vendange is CEO of the RSPCA in the ACT and joins us. Hi, Tammy.
Hi, how are you?
I'm good. How did the RSPCA hear about this sheep?
Well, last week we got a call from the public, and they had, I think they were bushwalking, and they noticed this sheep. We tried to go out several times to find it, and with no luck. So on Monday, we had them go out with us, or actually it was yesterday, they went out with us, and we located the sheep at that time. But when we realized how big he was, we recognized we're going to need a lot more people to get him back to the shelter. So today, this morning, we went out there with five of our staff members, including a vet and that member of the public, and then we managed to bring him back.
How dangerous is it for a sheep like this to be left unshorn?
Well, a merino sheep in this case, they're actually bred to be regularly groomed. And if you don't do that on a regular basis, it does become a serious welfare stake. I mean, even on Facebook today, we've had people criticize us for shearing sheep. And it's like, you don't understand. If you don't do this, then the animal can have infections, fly strike. It can it might make it difficult for it to go to the bathroom. There could be so many things once we shear it, we won't even know until then if there's any issues with him. That and then on top of that, he obviously hasn't had human contact in a while, so we're also concerned about him going into shock through this whole process.
Oh, really?
Yeah, really. We're going to have to sedate him before we shear him tomorrow.
Oh, wow. Is that common practice?
No, it's not. I mean, animals that are sheared all the time, first of all, it'd be costly and time-consuming, but also just having to put them through that drug cycle all the time wouldn't be healthy.
No, I know. Generally you don't do it for animals that need shearing, but I mean, is it common practice when you find an animal like this to do that, to sedate them?
Well, I can't say we've had to do it very often. So, but certainly for the sake of this animal, it's clear that he's scared, and because we don't want him to go into shock, and sedation makes the most sense to make this as painless as possible for him.
So do you have any idea where he actually came from?
Well, we know we found him on the New South Wales ACT border in a paddock. He was near Mulligan Flats, which is one of our suburbs here in Canberra, in Bonner. And so he could have been from anywhere, but obviously lost. I mean, we're treating it as a rescue. We're not convinced that there's anything suspicious about this, other than the fact that the sheep just got lost from his herd. So this does happen from time to time. As you can imagine, farmers have lots of sheep, and it's not uncommon to lose one.
So how big is his fleece in comparison to Shaun from Tasmania? I mean, we need a comparison.
Well, I could tell you tomorrow, because right now we haven't weighed him yet, just to keep the stress levels down for the moment. But tomorrow we will weigh it once we've fully shear him. We'll weigh the wool to find out how much wool he actually has. But I can tell you what, it took four people to get him into our paddock to get the shelter. And I was afraid he wasn't going to make it through the door. But, I mean, luckily the wool was, pliable, so that was easier to squish him through. But he's that big. He's probably 4 to 5 times bigger than a normal sheep.
Wow. Okay, so the competition is on to see if it's actually heavier after being shorn than Shaun from Tasmania. So you put out a call to find a shearer to donate their time to look at this for you. Tell us about who you've got.
Oh, we were so lucky. Like, we had a lot of people trying to help us out, and we really appreciate all the comments and feedback and calls that we did get. But, you know, for a sheep this size, you're going to need someone a little bit more special than other shearers, because this is not a normal job. So we've been really fortunate to have a world champion. Ian Eckers is going to be joining us. He's coming down tomorrow from New South Wales. He's apparently won 110 open shearing competitions in his time. And so we have someone who actually knows what he's doing, and I'm sure he's going to be able to give us some information that, you know, we don't have to shear a sheep very often in RSPCA. So he's probably going to be able to tell us how long he thinks that that coat of wool has been on him.
So this all happens tomorrow. And what will happen to the fleece after you get it off?
Oh, it's pretty disgusting. I don't think anyone's going to want it. I haven't really thought that far yet. Right now, we just want to look after the sheep. Certainly, like I said, his welfare is our biggest concern at the moment. We want him to make it through this process, and then, you know, we'll be looking for a home for him afterwards if he does.
Oh, well, the picture is just incredible. Thanks for joining us on RN Drive.
No worries.
And that's RSPCA ACT Chief Tammy Van Dange on the rescue today of a lost sheep. And the shearer who will help remove that massive fleece is Golden Shears winner Ian Elkin. You've got to see the picture. We've just tweeted it out from the RN Drive Twitter account. If you're not following us already, follow us just almost exclusively to look at this picture. It's that good.